the rest of the story. Locals refer to it as Druid Hill, for the obvious reason that ancient druids are imagined by some to have been responsible for what stands there. Fact is, nobody knows, and nobody will ever be sure who or what arranged those massive stone megaliths in a 100-foot more or less circle in the middle of what once was nowhere. Maybe, just maybe, we do know why. For those ruins, those mysterious remnants of a culture long vanished appear upon closer examination to have been at least in part a giant calendar of sorts, an intelligent arrangement of standing stones reflecting, among much else, summer and winter solstices, vernal and autumnal equinoxes, journeys of the moon and stars, even alleged druid holidays from the misty, mostly forgotten past. There is also amid that impressive array a large flat rock, sometimes called the sacrificial table. Its purpose was almost certainly, as its name implies, for near the perimeter of the man-sized surface is a deep continuous channel chiseled into the stone with a single tributary groove leading off to one of the sides, evidently designed to capture and collect sacrificial blood for what may have been homicidal rites. And there are pictograms, too, similar to those found in Neanderthal caves on the European continent. Cryptic inscriptions which Mediterranean nomads claim even now to know. How old is it all? 1,000 years or more? One attempt at carbon dating materials at the site suggests 4 millennia may have passed since harvests there were hailed with shouts and high priests raised ceremonial daggers high. Recent generations would treat those fascinating remains with indifference and disrespect. As many as half of the original stones were toppled, broken, their fragments stolen. Photographs taken as recently as the early 20th century show slab-lined chambers, air-shafted passageways large enough for people to walk through, which are no longer there. But imagine the astonishment of the first so-called modern man to gaze wondering upon that strange and deserted setting. And no romancing of the stones would be complete without this fancy that in some distant darkness of human prehistory, American Indians, that's right, I said American Indians, having traversed the land bridge of what's now the Bering Strait, migrated ever eastward until a mere stroll from the yawning Atlantic Sea, they encountered and annihilated the original Native Americans, authors of the mystery of the Standing Stones. For 8 miles northwest of Salisbury, England, in a circle more or less, sits the Neolithic monument the whole world recognizes as Stonehenge. Of course you've heard of Stonehenge, but the monument that you've just visited is something else. And surely not the work of American Indians, whose origins, as those of Stonehenge, will forever remain a mostly mystery. That monument, the one I've described, stands on a hill in rural Massachusetts, USA. Silent sentinels of stone, standing guard over an American heritage unknown. But now, at least, now you know the rest of the story.